Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden and a group of Senate Republicans plan to continue talks on a potential coronavirus relief package. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports that the two sides are trying to bridge a more than $1 trillion gap between their proposals.
Republicans left the two-hour Oval Office meeting saying the two sides had a good exchange of views. Senator Susan Collins told reporters that the meeting was productive and cordial, but did not indicate how close they might be to a deal.
I wouldn't say that we came together on a package tonight. No one expected that in a two-hour meeting.
Collins is leading the GOP group, many of whom helped write the bipartisan deal that was signed into law in December. Collins says the group agreed to continue talks at the staff level, and she's hopeful they can pass another relief package. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Pfizer and Moderna each need to deliver 100 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccines to the federal government by the end of March. NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports that Moderna is showing signs that its production is already increasing.
Last week, Pfizer and Moderna each released 4.3 million doses of vaccine to the federal government. This week, Moderna is pulling ahead and releasing 5.8 million doses. Meanwhile, Pfizer is lagging behind at about 4.4 million doses. That's according to allocation data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. These doses will eventually be shipped to states. Andy Slavitt, a senior advisor for the White House COVID-19 response team, spoke about vaccine supply at a briefing.
Pfizer and Moderna are committed to delivering a total of 200 million doses by the end of March, with much of it coming at the end of the quarter. So it will accelerate.
Officials say they're confident these companies will fulfill their commitments. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
A new report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on the effort to vaccinate residents and staff at long-term care facilities finds that fewer than half the workers were inoculated. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has that story.
First, CDC researchers figured out the number of staff and residents at long-term care facilities using resident census counts and payroll information. Then they matched that information with the number of vaccinations done at facilities in the first month of the vaccine campaign, from mid-December until mid-January. Nationally, a median of 78% of residents were vaccinated in that time, but a median of only 38% of workers were. The authors of this Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report point out workers may have been vaccinated elsewhere, but news reports suggest that low vaccination rates among staff is a problem, driven in part by vaccine hesitancy. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher following Monday's gains on Wall Street. Dow futures are up over 200 points. This is NPR News. In Rochester, New York, the police officers who handcuffed and pepper-sprayed a 9-year-old girl have been suspended. Body cameras captured much of the incident, as NPR's Brian Mann reports.
It's not yet clear how many officers have been suspended while an investigation is underway. In a statement, Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren described the officer's decision to pepper spray a 9-year-old black girl on Friday while responding to a domestic incident as horrible. Warren also called on New York State lawmakers to tighten laws governing police misconduct. Video recordings show officers trying to force the screaming, handcuffed child into the back seat of a police cruiser. At one point, an officer chastises her for acting like a child. The girl responds, "I am a child," and says she wants to see her father. At least one officer later sprayed the girl with a chemical irritant. The police officers' union in Rochester has defended the action, saying the girl wasn't physically injured by the pepper spray. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Near blizzard conditions will continue in parts of the nation's northeast through tomorrow. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says residents should heed warnings to stay off the streets, and not just so that crews can clear them.
Yes, we've had snowstorms before. Yes, we've been through it before. But this is a dangerous, life-threatening situation.
New York Sanitation Commissioner says the city has more than 2,000 plows, but still cannot keep up with the amount of snow that's falling. Parts of the Northeast could get more than 2 feet of snow before the storm moves on Wednesday morning. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.